Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. Linda Evans from Oshawa, Ontario, with a Hank Williams song, When I Get to Glory, I'm Gonna Sing, 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 getting the gospel trail underway. And friends, welcome. Linda and Paul Evans are owner-operators of Ambassador Studios out of Oshawa. And friends, back on April the 6th of this year, Len Jeffrey started airing the gospel trail weekly at OshawaRocks.com. That's OshawaRocks.com, a 24/7 internet radio station out of Oshawa. And as you know, it's aired by Pastor Billy R. Douglas out of Livermore, Kentucky, at VOTLradio.com or VoiceOfTheLordMinistries.com, another 24/7 internet radio station. And Pastor Billy has been airing the program, oh gosh, it must be 12 years now. And we certainly appreciate the show being aired from both locations. On September the 27th, 2025, Art Fitt from Stellarton will be the newest inductee into the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in the instrumentalist category. At age 12, Art was paid $12 for his first music-paying gig. At 29, he shared the stage in Montreal with John Allen Cameron. He worked in Halifax as a manager and booking agent, working with Ronnie Prophet, Red Savine, Mel Tillis, J. Charlie Pride, among others. He played with Hank Williams's famous band, The Drifting Cowboys, opening their program, singing Hank's songs as they backed him. Art's been around, making his run through Toronto and Memphis, Tennessee, where he worked with Elvis Presley's vocal band, a multi-instrumentalist and vocalist. Art has certainly paid his dues. Art Fitt is going to sing for us Amazing Grace, and then it's a new fellow to the show. We'll hear from Doug Young. And Doug spent decades in Prince Edward Island, and he recently returned to his home province of Newfoundland. Doug Young has for us, You Go to Your Church and I'll Go to Mine. And right now, friends, it's Art Fitt from Stellarton.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shine as the sun, we've known less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Church and I'll go to mine. But let's walk along together. Our fathers built them side by side. So let's walk along together. The road is rough and the way is long, but we'll help each other over. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together. Go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together. Our Heavenly Father is the same, so let's walk along together. Road is rough and the way is long, but we'll help each other over. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together. Lord will be at your church today, but he'll be at my church also. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together. The road is rough and the way is long, but we'll help each other over. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together. You go to your church and I'll go to mine, but let's walk along together.
Doug Young, You Go to Your Church and I'll Go to Mine, from his CD, Mama's Card and Gospel Favorites. Charlie Hansen produced two CDs for Doug, and you all know how talented Charlie is. He played every instrument on those albums. Doug managed the fish plant in Prince Edward Island for years, and his son is a PEI doctor. Art Fitt, with John Newton's Amazing Grace from 1772. And 1772 was the same year the Trenham sailed on the Duke of York from England to Halifax, and from Halifax they were dispersed in smaller vessels, and they ended up in Point de Butte, New Brunswick. A request now for Alan Rushton. Alan asked for Mary O'Jay's version of God of the Mountain in memory of his wife, Rui Rushton. Rui passed on June the 13th, 2024, and her birthday would have been May the 31st. Alan and Rui's son, Larry Rushton from Port Hal, married Susan Williams. Susan is a sister to Mary O.J., and both Susan and Mary are first cousins to my best half, Myrna, and they all came from Pugwash Junction. Mary O.J. is a beautiful vocalist, and then Chuck Irvin will follow with a song that he wrote, Good Morning Sunshine. And Alan, here's your request for Rui. It's your daughter-in-law's sister, Mary O.J., with God of the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things, they change, and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child, for you're never alone. For the God of the mountain is is the God of the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God of the bad times. And the God of the day is the God of the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain, but talk comes easy when life's at its best. Yet down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God of the bad times. And the God of the day is the God of the night. And the God of the day is the God of the night.
Good morning, sunshine. It sure is nice to see you out today. Good morning, blue sky. It's great to see the clouds have rolled away. Good morning, dew. You freshen up the world to start the day. Good morning, Jesus. We thank you for another lovely day. It sure is nice to wake up in the morning and greet this lovely day. Everybody seems so cheerful and happy that you greet along the way. The river flows so freely and your rippling waters sing a happy song. Good morning, Jesus. Please let this lovely day keep rolling on. Every lady in the land. Good morning, bluebird. You sing sweet songs of love throughout the land. It sure is nice to wake up in the morning and greet this lovely day. Hey, hey. Everybody seems so happy and cheerful at so freely, and the rippling waters sing a happy song. Good morning, Jesus. Please let this lovely day keep rolling on. Good morning, Jesus. We thank you for another lovely day.
Chuck Irvin, Good Morning Sunshine, and God of the Mountain by Mary O.J., requested by Alan Rushton in memory of his wife Rui, who would have turned 85 on the 31st of May. The beautiful vocals of Mary O.J. there. Chuck Irvin was born on March the 20th, 1929, at Tignish Road, Bayvert, New Brunswick. Chuck passed in Edmonton, Alberta, on the 30th of September, 2011, at age 82. He was up in years when he recorded his gospel CD, The Little Mountain Church House, in 2008, and Chuck gave me a copy at one of my concerts, and I believe that was early in 2009. Over the past few months, I played a couple songs by the late Eric Bowers, an inductee of the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in 2003, and longtime resident of Stewiacke, Nova Scotia. Eric passed on March the 26th, 2025, at 91. Several hundred attended his funeral on April the 12th in Shubenacadie. A long career working for Nova Scotia Power, and country music was his life. A good songwriter and awesome talent who loved to strike up a conversation with anyone he met. I like what he did with this next song. It's called The Sermon on the Mount. The lyrics belong to Hank Williams, but Hank never recorded it. Hank was at his Nashville home when he wrote the lyrics on January the 8th, 1951. Eric set the lyrics to Hank's Cold, Cold Heart melody. He could have easily found his own melody, but he told me, this way, the lyrics and melody are all Hank's.
A man sat on the mountainside, a carpenter by trade, teaching his disciples while they knelt and prayed. He blessed the poor and simple and brought the mourners joy. He came to heal the blind and lame. He came not to destroy. When stricken by his enemies, he turned the other cheek. He brought the strength of spirit to mortals who were weak. He told us of false prophets who wore a sheep's disguise. He warned us not to trust them or listen to their lies. He said, when people persecute you because you believe in me, and think of you as evil, you know that this can't be. For if you live in peace, then great is your reward. You will rejoice, you will be glad forever with the Lord. The sermon on the mountainside will live eternally and lead us to the kingdom that he promised you and me. So take the straight and narrow and find the open fount. Make up your mind to live your life by the Sermon on the Mount.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
There's a singing waterfall in the mountains far away. That's where I long to be at the close of every day. That's where my sweetheart's sleeping down beneath the clay. I often sit and wonder why the Lord took her away. We'd meet there every evening when the sun was sinking low, and we'd listen to the waters as they rippled soft and low. And since she's gone to heaven, I miss her most of all. Tonight, my darling, sleeping by the singing waterfall. Last night as I lay dreaming, I heard my darling call. And then I went to meet her by the singing waterfall. She took me in her arms just like she used to do. And then I heard her whisper, we'll meet beyond the blue. We'd meet there every evening when the sun was sinking low. And we'd listen to the waters as they ripple soft and low. And since she's gone to heaven, I miss her most of all. Tonight, my darling, sleeping by the singing waterfall.
Hank Williams with Justice Guitar, The Singing Waterfall, and this version is from an early morning radio show Hank performed over KWKH Radio in Shreveport, Louisiana in early 1949, and the program was called The Johnny Fair Syrup Show. Hank wrote the song for Molly O'Day, and Molly recorded it in 1948 for Columbia Records. The late Eric Bowers with A Sermon on the Mount, the lyrics were written by Hank, but he never gave it a melody, and he never recorded it. And friends, another birthday request, and I'd like to say hi to Gordon Cotton from Windham Hill, a longtime listener to the Gospel Trail, and Gordon's birthday was Saturday, May the 31st. Happy birthday, Gordon, from all of us here at Tantramar Community Radio, and we sure hope you had a great day. And this is a request from your sister-in-law, Shirley, and all your family. One of my recordings, The Purple Robe, and then Bonnie Ashley follows me with one she wrote, Let Your New Life Begin. And this is from her album, Look to Him.
It's a story so unkind, in the holy book we find. Tells how Jesus stood alone one day. False accused and they're condemned, yet they found no fault in him. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, and the tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked band smote him with their evil hand. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh the shame for me he bore. As he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day were plain from the lips of Pilate came. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple my Savior wore, oh the shame for me he bore. As he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. My Jesus wore a scarlet purple
Bonnie Ashley, one half of the Newman Sisters, and lead vocalist for Fred Eisner's Nova Scotia Ramblers, and that one was called Let Your New Life Begin, and a birthday song for Gordon Cotton, one I recorded with Dr. Ray Legere, The Purple Robe. A few weeks back, I had a great chat with Alan Balser of Point de Butte. Gosh, we must have talked for an hour or more. This next song is for Alan. It's George Jones and Sherry Copeland, and this one's titled I Know a Man Who Can. It's from George's double CD album, George Jones Sings the Greatest Stories Ever Told, the Gospel Collection. Newfoundland's Reverend Roy Martin follows George and Sherry with Jesus Found Me.
Jesus found me. can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. And I can't take a soul that's sinful and make it white, whiter than snow. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you feel no one can help you and your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can.
I can't walk upon the waters or calm a raging sea, but I know a man who can. And I can't cause blind eyes to open, make the lame to rise up and walk again. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he
out of hand. Well, I know a man. Yes, I know a man who can.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
I tried to hide, but Jesus found me. I made believe he wasn't there.
I made believe he wasn't real. Now I shout his praises everywhere. To his word I would not listen. I shut him out time after time. Now praise the Lord, I'm glad he found me. Oh, what joy since Jesus, he is mine. I've always said, I'll live without him. How could I have been so blind to try to hide from one who loves me? Jesus found me and I know he's mine. Now I shout out all his praises to be heard by all mankind. Don't try to hide, Jesus will find you. He is yours just as he is mine. But Jesus found me. I made believe he wasn't there. I made believe he wasn't real. Now I shout his praises everywhere. He is yours just as he is mine.
The Reverend Roy Martin from Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland, Jesus Found Me. That's from his CD of the same name. Reverend Roy is still performing. I Know a Man Who Can was the great George Jones and Sherry Copeland, and that was for Alan Balser, whom you've heard many times on the Gospel Trail. Friends, the Vincents are next with one titled Wounded Soldiers. This one is for my buddy Dave Burness from Stellarton. The song is a tribute to anyone who's ever been knocked down and had to pick themselves up again, about the internal wars we fight and the quiet victories we claim, often unseen by the world. Rhonda Vincent's brother, Darren, is on lead vocals, and Rhonda's voice is more prominent at the end of the song. I believe the song features Darren and Rhonda Vincent's mother, Carolyn, with background vocals, and I recommend you check YouTube. You'll see them collaborating on several videos. And from the Vincents, we'll go to international recording artist Mary Rowan from Toronto. Mary certainly adds class to country music. Her musical hero is Kitty Wells. She performs at country music shows and jamborees across southern Ontario, and she has many awards to her credit. From her gospel CD, you'll hear Mansion Over the Hilltop. And here's the story behind Ira Stanfill's 1949 writing of Mansion Over the Hilltop. A young Christian businessman stood one evening in an evangelistic service in Dallas, Texas. He told about how his business was in steady decline and the end was at hand. And with no hope, he drove his car to the countryside for relaxation. Walking the trails, he happened upon a dilapidated cottage. A little girl was playing with a doll that had the stuffing coming out of it. Frolicking and playing, she appeared to be extremely happy. He said to her, "How can you be so happy? You're living in a home that's falling down, and the doll you have in your hands is broken, and the stuffing is coming out of it." The little girl looked up with a smiling face and a gesturing hand, and she said, "Mister, my daddy just came into a lot of money, and he's building a mansion just over that hilltop." That young businessman heard God saying, "Son, don't you know I have a mansion prepared for you?" Ira Stanfill was in the audience that evening, and early the next morning, he went to his piano and wrote Mansion Over the Hilltop. So friends, here's the Vincents with one titled Wounded Soldiers.
has fought the battle true. Now lays down his weapons, his fighting is all through. His record stands in honor among the very best. Here's the master whisper, it's time for you to rest. A hero for Jesus is what I like to be, and fight the mighty battle against the enemy. And when I get to heaven, will be a great reward. I want to be a hero in the service of the A soldier brave and true, has no earthly medals to show what he's been through. With a shield of faith as armor and a Bible for a sword, my dad became a hero in the service of the Lord. Is what I like to be, and fight the mighty battle against the enemy. And when I get to heaven, will be a great reward. I want to be a hero in the service of the Lord. Wounded soul,
just over the hilltop in that bright make me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. But walk on streets that are pure.
Mary Rowan with Ira Stanfield's 1949 song, Mansion Over the Hilltop, and what a story behind that song. You also heard Wounded Soldiers, and that was for my friend Dave Burness from Stellarton. The Vincents gave us that one, Darren, Sister Rhonda, and their mom Carolyn. And friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. We're closing in on the final stretch. I'll close with a song I wrote. It's been some time since I played No Vacancy on Heaven's Door. I wrote it many years ago, and it was late at night. I had just finished reading how the great Western swing band leader and fiddle player Spade Cooley had murdered his wife and was sentenced to life in prison. In my dream, all I could see was Spade Cooley knocking on heaven's door, and a No Vacancy sign was displayed. Of course, we all know there's no such thing as a no vacancy sign on heaven's door. The door to heaven is open to all. And friends, wishing you all the best, I wrote this one, No Vacancy on Heaven's Door.
I dreamed last night I went to see the man with a million friends. When I knocked on his door, he would not let me in. I turned and read a sign hanging over heaven's door. I could not believe my eyes, no vacancy. No vacancy on heaven's door. I found myself crying by heaven's eternal door. When I awoke that night, the tears that filled my eyes, I knew it was not too late to be saved on that night. I decided then and there to walk that narrow line. I'm so glad I'll never see no vacancy. No vacancy on heaven's door. In the distance you could hear sweet heaven's angel band. Tell me, is your road clear and bright? Please don't ever find yourself on the other side of life. I hope you never see that sign hanging over heaven's door. Tell me, are you ready for no vacancy? No vacancy on heaven's door. These words will surely stop your heart. No vacancy. Pass through heaven's door with a welcome mat on the floor.
door saying, please come on in. With hearts and souls in the Lord, we'll take down that sign. Let's be sure we'll never see no vacancy. Please come on in to Christ the Lord. Give your heart to Jesus, be His forevermore. Please come on in to Christ the Lord. Arm in arm with Jesus, we'll walk through heaven's door.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.